This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.
And in the studio lounge, we have Mr. Steve Danko from Community Mutual Group and True Stage. True Stage.
That's right. That's a good way to say it.
So you're the Senior Vice President of Direct to Consumer Experience, right?
That's right.
All right. We got the title right.
Exactly. That's a good way to start.
And so today we're talking about evolving in an ever-changing world. But before I want to talk about that, I'm trying to get people's opinion or their take on being back in person. What are your thoughts on being back in a large group of people and a bunch of happy people, it seems like?
You know, for me, it's a little bit mixed. Mm-hmm. I'm certainly glad to see people. I'm very thankful the technology works so that we can conduct our business and have success remotely.
Yeah.
And when I'm in that environment, that works. I feel like I'm resilient and it works. but when I'm back here, I'm glad to see people. Yeah. So for me, I'm kind of blessed that both work. Happy to have this as part of the mix.
Okay, that's why I asked that question, because I haven't had that take yet. So thank you for that. Appreciate it. All right, hey, let's get back to the topic at hand here. Evolving in an ever-changing world, and there's no truer statement than that right now. So we're living in this volatile world right now with significant pressures on financial institutions, credit unions in this case. So how can credit unions address these daunting challenges that we're facing today? It seems like this fire hose is constantly on us.
Yeah, I think that's a real timely question about the pressures. I think about this, the first thing that comes to mind is, no matter what the pressures are, to recognize that in this environment, credit unions are still doing these wonderful things for members. So even with pressures, I think that's the place to start. Mm-hmm. They're doing many good things. But mm-hmm. I think the pressures are real, whether those are economic pressures or membership or loan growth or competitive pressures, right? So mm-hmm. all of those things are real and affecting their businesses. But I do think there's some opportunities to help combat that. And a couple things that we see in our business, the first one is always digitization. I'm glad I got that word out.
I know, that's a hard one.
Like, I think this environment just creates an accelerating digitization. Mm-hmm. So for credit unions, that can mean a lot of different things, I think. One is, member and loan origination. It can mean customer communication. It can mean building APIs to connect more seamlessly with other businesses. So mm-hmm. it can mean a lot of different things. And I think credit unions are all on different places in their journey, but whether you're, mature or maybe more emerging or nascent in this, we all have to get better at that. Right. That's what customers want. Mm-hmm. They want us to identify them and authenticate them better. They want to decrease the time to service, and they want to stay in their channel of choice. So I think digitization is always at the top of my list of things mm-hmm. that can combat those pressures. So that's number one.
Okay.
I think a second thing, which is a really close cousin to that, is customer service. And when I think about credit unions, I think they've always had this kind of historic halo around customer service and consumer sentiment, right? Mm-hmm. But what we're seeing in some of the research is that the investments that the big banks have made in technology have eroded that gap. So it's almost even right now.
Right.
So I think the challenge is how to get that back, mm-hmm. How to create service in the channels that matter mm-hmm. To customers. So if they can do that, customer service, I think that's the second one. And the third thing that comes to mind is one that most people don't talk about, and it's brand. Hmm. If you think about credit unions, they engender this deep trust with members, right? It's deep trust. And they have this community presence that's very difficult for competitors to duplicate. Mm-hmm. So in the middle of all this pressure, I think that brand building, that community presence also makes a big difference.
Yeah, no doubt. And so the ongoing pandemic has changed how consumers bank, shop, and interact. Again, no truer statement. we're all getting deliveries, doing stuff online. So how can credit unions elevate the consumer experience and help their members build a brighter financial future? Boy, that's a loaded question.
It's a loaded question. I think, it's a lot of words here. I think if you're asking about elevating the experience, the thing that comes to mind is that there are things that we can do, and they're super easy to talk about, and they're very difficult to pull off.
Yep.
I'll give you a couple examples. So like the first thing that comes to mind for me is understanding consumers, right? And that's relatively easy to do. People do a lot of research, but how do you get to the deeper issues? How do we think about the changing preferences for members at different ages? How do we think about serving members today and the members of tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you an example that we see in our business that's happening in real time, and that's the shifting shopping preferences in auto loans. And so what we see is consumers are shifting from this finance first mindset, mm-hmm. where they might go to a credit union and get pre-approved,
right.
and then go shop,
yeah.
and they're shifting to the sales first mindset, where they go look for the product,
right.
they find the product, and then they use the embedded financing that's on that shopping experience.
Yeah.
And how do we get credit unions back in that moment?
Yeah.
So how do we serve serve the consumers with the choices that they want? So understanding them, I think, in all of its nuances, mm-hmm. easy to say, hard to do.
I would love to know the why. I'm sorry to interrupt, but
no,
I would love
ahead.
To know the why behind that. Is that like a I don't want to put you on the spot here, but I'm imagining, is that a generational thing or something? Because my inclination, if I'm going to buy a car and finance it, I'm going to my credit union first and get that's my initial
right.
thought. Maybe that's the way my dad taught me or something like that, but I'm really interested in as to the why, and I don't know if you have that on the spot here, but kind of curious.
Yeah, I think the thing that we see is that it's just the spillover effect from everything else in their life. Like when you become, you know, an Amazon Prime member and you're used to getting everything right away,
yeah,
and you go out and you shop,
yeah.
like everything's immediately available,
yeah.
and
yeah.
you just become, you build a habit and a muscle to go look for the product and make those choices first.
Yeah, yeah.
And
you
so
are spot on there. Yeah. I didn't even think of that.
So I think it's so understanding them. But the second thing that's really hard to do, again, easy to talk about, hard to do, is how do you bring that information back into your shop and into your environment
mm-hmm.
and do something about it? You know, what we see that consumers want: simple, easy, digital, automated experiences.
Yeah.
So again, all words, all good English words that we know what they mean, but how do you do that?
Mm-hmm.
So it's one thing to understand, it's another thing to be able to go build what they want. So I think when we're talking about elevating the experience, those two things are the things that come to mind first.
Okay, gotcha. And with the rise of multicultural consumer, how should credit unions embrace DEI efforts internally and mm-hmm. apply what they've learned externally?
Yeah, well, so DE&I, very close to my heart here, and at CUNY Mutual Group, we have this model that I like very much that we talk to our teams about, which starts with yourself first,
mm-hmm.
like you're learning first, and by focusing on that, then it allows you to like radiate a positive experience out for your teams, for the company, and ultimately have an impact on the community.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it always starts with awareness, right? And awareness of many things. I mean, it's vast. I'll give you a couple examples. Things about, you know, the historic barriers to building a more diverse, equitable, and inclusive environment,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Another thing is understanding unconscious bias. So these are all things that we're trying to build awareness about, talk about, and by raising awareness, we can do something about it. But the challenge is, how do you do that? How do you
yeah.
move from awareness into action?
Mm-hmm.
And there are a number of things I think we can all do. A few things that come to mind, you know, building ERGs, employee resource groups, so employees can find a sense of community for their development. I think that's very important. Another thing is thinking about, how do we actually build an inclusive culture, and what does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then how do we elevate our hiring practices so we can make a difference?
Mm-hmm.
I think when we do those things internally and work on our awareness and then our team and our company,
yeah.
it becomes evident to our customers what we're doing. You know, customers and people want to see themselves represented in these businesses that they trust, like credit unions. And so we know like building this DE&I practice works. It's the right thing to do. It's the right thing to do, and it has this positive business
mm-hmm.
impact. So very close to my heart.
Yeah, yeah. Study after study have showed that it's
Absolutely.
A positive, for sure. Anything else to add here? Any final thoughts here to wrap up? Because these are all really big questions.
Yeah.
Every one of them. So
thank you
for answering them.
Yeah, I think maybe the thing I would say in wrap up is, you know, these are difficult times, right? Like we have this strong sense of mission. We understand what we want to do for members and customers. The words are easy to say, but it's difficult to do. And I think conferences like this government affairs conference, a good chance to bring people together,
mm-hmm.
share knowledge in this credit union movement, and try to make progress together.
Yep. Good message to end on. Steve, thank you so much.
I appreciate it.
There he is, Steve Danko from TrueStage. Go check him out. Well done, sir.
Thank you.
Good job.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.